Apparently, it said that we were recording too long.
I noticed.
We were at like an hour and 3 minutes or something, and it was just like, nah, motherfuckers, you done. Y'all been talking way too fucking much. It's been like 3 hours. What the fuck's wrong with y'all? This nigga ain't even walking. Mm-hmm. Like, what's wrong with you? He's just been sitting on his ass.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I have to pee. I know this phone's dying, but yeah, it's whatever. It's whatever. I've gotten text messages and things that have popped up. But I don't fucking care right now. I'm talking to my brother. Yeah. From definitely a honky-ass mother.
Hey, I'm adopted, nigga.
That's true. That's true. That's not entirely legally true, but very much true with the spirit of things.
Hey, I can be whatever I want to be.
That's not entirely the case at all. but mom does ask about you sometimes, so that's good. Yeah.
How is she, by the way?
Stressed out of her fucking mind due to the situation, but you know, she's all right. Oh, huh?
The whole house thingamajig.
Yeah, the house, and then she found out some bad news about one of her horses, so she's trying to hopefully get better news about one of her horses right now. Yeah. Yeah. So it was either between, there was like 3 x-rays done on the horse's skull because she was having like pain. And turns out that she had fractured or potentially fractured the top part of her skull near her pole.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And that was the way that the horse's skulls are set up. Essentially, that was affecting her tongue as well. So it was painful for her to like eat, move around certain ways and shit like that. Damn. So my mom is hoping that it's just like a tooth with like pus in it or something. You just take the fucking tooth out and there you go.
Boom. Done.
But it potentially is this other thing. And if that's the case, there's a surgery that can be done. And that surgery is 20-ish grand. To go in and remove that broken piece of skull.
Jesus.
Yeah. And then, you know, everything's better for the horse after that, but it's that or the horse lives a life of pain.
Pain.
Yeah, just constant pain where it's, you know, you can put bute and do a bunch of things to make things easier, but like, horse is just going to be in pain. So yeah. That's what she's at right now. She's dealing with that, not to mention the house and just everything else. So it's been like everybody's just been fucking stressed. I found out quite recently that, well, not too recently. Like I just kind of I got the feeling when this all happened, and then just a few things have happened in the meantime where I kind of felt like that I was a bit of a, and not to pun real hard right here, but I've been like an anchor to everybody else in the house. I kind of just keep everybody honest in a sense where like shit's happened and I just wasn't there that day and the shit happened. And I'm like, ah, okay. I get it. If I was here, usually they don't do some shit like that. Okay, cool. I get it. That makes sense. So yeah, it's been like I know when I am there, things are a little bit easier, I guess, for them because they see me either working or doing whatever, just dealing with it,
mm-hmm.
And you know, they put on their parents' pants and start being parents and shit. But I'm not there; they're dealing with it basically on their own, and they get a little crazy. So, you know,
gotcha.
But they're stressed, but they're okay. You know, they're gonna be all right. I'm just trying to function. She's fucking great. She's a honky fucking crazy bastard. You would be happy that she voted for your boy Teflon Don as well, which I found out for her birthday. I took her to dinner. Me and her. The guy she's with is all about that shit. So he's fine. He's better for her than anybody else has been in her life so far. So not because of that, you fuck. But he's been
more or less coming from the, you know, he doesn't beat her.
Yeah. From that exact standpoint, yeah, he's been pretty good. They're essentially engaged, at some point. They were looking for houses and shit, and the market's pretty tough now because the people that I get just before COVID happened, the actual real estate investors are gobbling up fucking property left and right now because it's cheap.
Yep.
And some of those people already were in with excess funds, so you know they had the money. So now it's just waiting for parts of the markets to crash, and yeah.
Yep.
So then now they're just waiting until things improve, and then they can, you know, while things are cheap, build up the houses, and then fucking put them back up on the market real fast. Flip them or you know rent them out, whatever. So they're finding it pretty tough. Even in California, because you think, oh, there's a ton of available homes, which there kind of are. It's just that people are able to put down massive amounts of cash while people are still like doing their first-time home buyer thing or what have you. So, I mean, they were looking for houses and shit, but she's doing pretty good. I mean, they travel like everywhere too right now.
Really?
Oh yeah. They've been to Idaho, Montana. I think one of the Dakotas.
For what?
Just for the sake of it.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah, I was super happy.
I don't give a fuck about him, but as long as he makes her happy, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty happy. So I mean, I'm like, when she's talking about all that shit, I'm like, dude, I'm fucking jealous of shit. I don't think she's like, it's super fucking white out there. Like, I walked in and I'm the brownest thing they've seen for a long time. I'm like, god damn, that's saying something, girl.
Saying something too, because she's just barely like, yeah. She's got a tan.
Yeah, she can hold a tan.
Did she ask about me?
No. No, she did not ask about you, you fuck.
Well, next time you see her, say it. Jerry says, what's good, girl?
I will most definitely say that the next time I see her. I don't think the next time I see her. What's the next major holiday? I'll see her for my stepdad's birthday. Is it really the 4th? Yeah, holy fuck. Holy fuck. Okay, I might see her for like a birthday or something. Or Easter's coming up. I'm not going to see her for, you know, maybe I will see her for Easter. But yeah, no, everyone else is doing pretty decent. Family-wise, it's just everyone's still, I mean, besides my sister, we're just dealing with the house thing, which is not coming to a head anytime soon. But you know, it is what it is. The work will start getting done again real soon, and I'm gonna do what I'm doing. I mean, I might be able to help out a little bit here and there again, but not really. Sorry, there's people yelling outside about some stupid shit. But, you know. Just what it is. But, like, yeah, other than that, just trying to figure out things to do to, you know, make it so I'm not working all the time.
You know, wife and I are kicking around the ball or game plan for, you know, shit like fucking 2-3 years down the road, where we're going to be, what we're going to do, that kind of shit.
That's cool.
Looking at the really idea good. Of fucking paying off the house and turn it into like a Airbnb and have the neighbors manage it for, you know, a fee or something. And she wants to do like a traveling nurse thing and teach online.
Oh, wow.
Which traveling nurse pays holy shitballs money.
I bet.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't think so because nurses don't really make that great of money. I mean, it's good, but it's not great. Kind of depends on the area, but traveling nurses, they're like $65 an hour. Yeah,
holy,
it's like
shit.
$65 an hour plus food for the week and lodging and shit like that. So, and
we're
already like practicing, or not practicing, but doing homeschooling and shit as it is, so it's not really that big of a deal for the kids. So,
right.
We're kicking around the idea, shit like that. But
that's super fucking cool, man. That's super cool.
I told her the place she needs to go for is international. We need to go fucking somewhere else, have them pay to fly us all out there.
That would be pretty fucking awesome. That would be pretty fucking awesome.
I think it was like Denmark or Scandinavia, one of the countries that I want to see that's on my bucket list before I die.
One of the whiter countries, yeah, I know.
It's not my...
No, I mean, I'd go...
My fucking race is better at fucking geography.
Sure.
We're calling this shit, bro. That's how we do. That's how we roll.
Uh-huh.
Brought you guys over. I mean, we did it all right.
Oh, is this what we're going to do now? Okay, okay.
You guys,
it's the game that we're playing. Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Am I hitting the nerve?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Just thinking about how I'm going to murder you, but it's fine. No, I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding.
Fucking, but yeah, fucking go to one of those places, but there's like a $5,000 or $8,000 sign-on bonus on top of that. You got to commit to like 2-year contract, but there's like a fucking
$1,000
sign-on bonus plus holy shit money plus free Jesus. Travel plus lodging plus food. Like, how do you say no to that?
Yeah, I couldn't fucking. I would be stumbling over myself for that shit. So. Somebody did slightly intrigued me with an idea of teaching in Korea, like teaching English in South Korea. I was like, that's interesting. I don't speak Korean. I've dabbled in learning it a little bit here. Now I'm like,
maybe you could take fifth year.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good idea. I'm more, I guess the short term goals are more situated around like doing this podcast and streaming and shit like that.
You're doing filler shit, man. You're a lot doing more shit to
pick up
time and things that are fun, new, different, and just to kind of fill the monotony and take your mind off of other shit.
I mean, that is definitely also the case. It's been a lot.
Dope, though. I mean, honestly, we've been talking about doing shit like your show or the podcast for Jesus motherfucking years. Like, and you're fucking rolling with it, dude. My hat's off to you, man. So, and my hat's off to fucking David for helping you in that fucking venture and doing the fucking grunt work out of it.
Dude, David is a fucking champion.
Eventually, one of these times you're going to have to give that motherfucker like editor pay or manager pay or some shit.
We haven't talked about any of that yet. Like, I mean, we kind of like talk, but like he knows that the moment where things can like actually can afford that, that he's good. Like at the moment, like there's money coming in, especially from that kind of stuff. Yeah, he's good.
I get it. Like, he's doing some fucking work.
I got that guy covered. Oh. I got him. I got Bun Bun. Yeah, I got them all covered.
They're cool shit. But
No, they're fantastic humans. But I'm just doing what I can with what I can, and I need to be doing more. But I also feel like I need to not, like with the streaming, I do enjoy it. I went into it with just this, we're just going to see what the fuck happens. And I try my best not to get too invested, per se, because I don't want it to become like the only thing that I do, or like, I don't want to put so much of myself into it and then it just, nothing happened. Yeah. Cause then, I mean, that's obviously, that sucks. And I feel like I'm doing better just not doing that. Cause I also notice in my life, sometimes when I do throw a bunch of myself into certain things where it just craps out, you know, for whatever reason, either my faulty planning, me depending on other people, universal reasons, whatever it might be. So I kind of feel like just going at it with this pace, and if anything does come from it, then that's fantastic. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to keep doing it because I enjoy it and I'm, you know, I'm having a good time. So yeah, I'm that's just kind of where I'm at when it comes to that.
No, I get that. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm having fun doing it. I enjoy doing this podcast with you, even though sometimes I know we want to strangle each other. But it's okay. I'm pretty sure anyone who's listening to this will want to strangle one of us as well.
Probably. I don't care.
Mostly me.
I know,
but it's fine.
I think the awful lot of would-be viewers are awfully democratic or libertarian and their thought process. So I have no idea. Probably shitting on somebody's Wheaties more than you.
That's fair. I know you get your jollies out of that. And you know what? If anyone is listening to this, that is not one of our close friends, please feel free to let us know how you feel. We have a Twitter. There's an email address, I'm assuming. You know, there is Anchor itself. You can leave us voicemails or voice messages and all that other happy horse shit. Let us know. Like, there's no harm in that. Even if you don't speak English, Google translates a thing. I know there are a bunch of viewers from other places around the world, so Google translates a thing and it will translate it as best as possible. So yeah, like it's whatever you are here listening for, then, or you just rather have noise, that's fine.
And if you took offense to the one hump, two hump camel joke, too bad.
I mean, yeah, if I don't know how many times you've said this in this podcast, but if you've been listening for this long, and like you're offended by whatever random silly, like the weirdest of the silly jokes we've come of the shit we've said, something wrong with you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think both of us have our our hard points in the sand, but I think both of us have a pretty decent way to step back and objectively look at shit. I mean, you know, for me, I take, you know, obviously Second Amendment very, very seriously, and I think your views with, I guess, would be police brutality, you know, or potential police, I mean, I'm not going to try and insult that by saying potential, but, you know, I think you look a little more hard-nosed at shit like that than I do, but...
I mean, I try to, like, I'm when it comes to that one, I'm coming at it from two sides of a coin here, where, you know, as a black man, with my own limited law enforcement experience as well as law enforcement family, I'm coming at it from that. So at certain, like, I remember every time we would talk about these things, we'd take it from like a case by case basis,
right,
for the most part. I think it was just recently when Floyd happened where it was just like there is no
recompense. Fucking threw you for a loop though was I think the one I listened to that came up last time was the, you know, you were talking about the dude who had a concealed carry weapon and...
Oh, the Flando Castile? Yeah. No, that one fucked with me really hard when it happened. I mean, was bad. That one was really bad.
But, you know, that one, like, again, I can still see issues with it. You know, whereas you saw more... or, like, you saw issues with what the police and how they handled the situation... I saw more issues with how the gentleman handled the situation.
Yeah. I mean, just that one's super tough for me, because, like, you know, you got your girlfriend, your kid in the car. You're literally doing everything the officer says, and gone. And then your girlfriend, unbeknownst to you, because you're dead now, but your girlfriend's still being completely respectful in the situation, even though she's got her Facebook video going. Still being completely respectful to the officers and you know, still saying yes sir, no sir, while your boyfriend next to you is dying. Like, it's a tough one. Like, that's a tough one. Like, even watching it from the dash cam, watching the other officer on the other side, you can see on his face on that shitty video, see him going, oh, fuck, somebody fucked up. And then grabbing the girl out of the backseat of the car, knowing instantaneously what the fuck just happened. Like, all of that whole situation completely fucked. And then the fact that, you know, nothing happened, right, essentially. Just that, just rough. Like that, all of that rough. I mean, a lot of those shootings have been rough on me. And I think especially talking about them now after Floyd, it hurts a little bit more. And then that's the other thing we didn't talk about. We didn't even talk about necessarily the protest this entire time. Well, like the protest that spawned out of it. I mean, we've talked about it at length personally. We haven't had it on this podcast. So I guess, you know, you guys all missed out while we were gabbling at each other because, well, that happened a lot. That happens a lot from time to time. But, it's... Yeah, no, there's a lot of anger that was in those protests for a lot of obvious reasons. I think one of my favorite moments out of those protests is watching the some of the white people decide that they're going to spray paint and shit, do shit, and black people come up and be like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm trying to support you. Nobody fucking told you to do that. Like, what the fuck are you doing? They're going to blame the shit on us. Stop that shit. I always thought that shit was funny. But, like, yeah, no, it's... The shooting, I think I take more of a hard-nosed approach to climate change shit than I do. Not necessarily, both of those subjects are very close to me, obviously, but in certain scenarios, I would be a little bit more like, okay, let's look at what happened in some cases when it comes to a shooting than when it comes to climate change. Climate change, I'm like, no, you can't. Yeah. What's the point of arguing this
and at honestly, this point? I just do it at that like point it's to fuck with you because I'm an asshole.
I know.
And I think fucking Greta Thunberg is a terrible human being.
Sure, the teenager.
I do.
Yep, total horrible human being.
Who is the other one?
You know.
Oh, God, they just fucking appointed some other young person that has no experience with climate whatsoever, no science degree, no nothing. She's like a fucking gymnast or a cheerleader.
You know, I love how this is the complaint is that it's not a scientist or like a person that you think would be a little more respective in this situation. We've had this conversation before on why there are people that are younger now getting involved with this shit.
Youth. I think they're trying to put a fucking puppy dog.
No, these young people are doing it on their own. And it's because, well, you won't listen. No one listens to the fucking scientists.
It's a fucking PR stunt.
Sure. A PR stunt to make sure that the planet is still livable for the rest of us.
Trying to sell cereal. Try it. You'll like it. It's fucking...
Sure, that's exactly what it is. It's people trying to sell cereal.
It's a basic comparison. I think it's just trying to put a fucking face to it, like Yogi Bear or the fucking Snuggles laundry detergent shit. They're just trying to put something.
Okay, even if it is, that's the case, which it's not.
Uh-huh.
Even if that was the case, what is the harm of having a face to let's try to make sure that we can stay on this planet effectively and live on it effectively for another, you know, 50 years. Children.
What?
Jerry. What is the harm? Did you just shit?
That's my Brussels sprouts.
Did you just... That's your... Oh, okay. That's fair. That's now I realize I'm being goaded. I'm being goaded into an Abraham Lincoln style argument. And I'm just gonna stop.
What Abraham Lincoln style argument is that?
Oh, you know, why are you getting children involved with this? Because the whole fucking planet's gonna fucking melt us off if we don't do anything about it, you jackass.
Just gonna get us more COVID,
or you know what happened in
vaccine again? It'll be fine.
Yeah, they're going to give us more COVID, sweater. Another vaccine again. Yeah,
put on a sweater, pish posh. You'll be fine.
Oh, God, now we're going to say vitamins. Okay.
Because I'm proper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, are you now? Hmm. Yeah.
Why are you proper?
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, because I'm a bloody fucking heathen, that's why.
You're a proper cunt.
Yep. You son of a bitch. Gonna use my own heritage against me now. And Max's heritage. If Max even listens, would they even listen to this anymore?
You had an awful lot of fucking sound bites and messages from that, man.
Jesus. Yeah. It made me happy.
What the fuck? Will someone please shoot this fucking light tank? Jesus fucking Christ.
No, it's a light tank, so that means no. We're not going to shoot it. It's too fast. Oh, how are the Polish mediums?
They're coming out.
I thought you said they're coming out.
It was next season.
But when, though? Oh, after this battle pass or whatever is done?
Soon, my pretty.
That's kind of lame. I think in that meta, though, those Polish tanks are probably going to be pretty stupid.
Okay.
I mean, what, is it they're more than halfway decent armor? All the guns are basically lasers anyway, so...
I'd probably put in the same realm as the Russian mediums. I mean, there's nothing over-the-top new glamorous about them. They don't fucking have weird gun depression or anything like that, but I mean, they've got a fairly hard hit gun, decent armor, turret armor's good. I mean, I'd put them in the same category as a Russian.
I mean, if you can do that effectively, then you know,
I don't think it'll be fucking meta breaking. I think it'll just be something new to play with. I mean, I like the 60 TP. I suck playing it, but I like it because it, I don't know, fucking hits like a ton of bricks and it looks sexy. But I suck playing it. I don't know why I suck playing it, but it seems like if I try and diamond off German style, that doesn't work. If I try and pike nose it, that doesn't work. The only thing that fucking works is if I play it like I do the lull and just fucking pull down that shit to where nothing but my turret sticking out, you know, old school IS-7 style. Then I'm fucking... But...
Yeah.
Even that, you still have fucking the Jap heavies or fucking 183s with their Hesher heat. So... It seems anybody anymore, if you're in a heavy tank, as long as you fucking eat at your ass. Doesn't matter what heavy tank you're in, if you're in a heavy, as long as you eat at your ass.
I find that interesting. Holy shit, it's 1:30 my time.
It's 3:30 here, and Corbin still has his eyes open. Yeah.
No shit. Damn.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you got going on tomorrow?
Crazy ass kids.
What time?
Work.
Yes.
11 a.m.
Well, I mean...
Normal time.
You don't even have to get dressed. You just have to have a cup of coffee and stagger over to the computer. So...
I mean, that's fair, but I am not doing
no coffee.
Coffee anymore. Took out the coffee.
We haven't proper
no
tea.
No more coffee. Tea sometimes, but I basically just decided to say no more
really
caffeine stuff in the morning.
Why?
Yeah. Acid reflux.
Have you ever like considered seeing a fucking nutritionist?
No, I have not. I probably should.
You know, one, go in and get a blood test done, find out if you're fucking allergic to shit, like, you know, can't process lactose or some shit, some fucking weird thing.
I have lactose-free milk, actually, right now.
Just saying, fucking go in and get a blood test done, find out if you got any weaknesses or strengths in regards to food or digestion thereof, and allergy test, and then talk to a fucking nutritionist, man. I can get that shit dialed into where you can still live like a human being, but not have pain.
That would be nice, actually, now that I think about it.
I would say, dude, you got to do the test first, though. And then take that test to a nutritionist. You can't really skip a step.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. That would be good. I probably should do something like that, especially just after my acid reflux issue. Chest pains while driving to see a friend are bad.
No.
It's not good. Also, I'm learning just texting the family group text is not the safest thing to do. They don't like that.
Oh.
Because they'd rather you call them.
That old, huh?
Yeah. I guess. You know, I didn't make that choice. They made that choice. They're like, don't do that anymore.
On a walker yet.
I'm like, okay. Yeah, that's how that works. That's not how that works. That wasn't even who got mad.
Oh, who got mad?
Like, that wasn't even who got mad. My stepdad got mad.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So it would have been better if you called and had to leave a fucking voicemail.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. No, because like when I had to explain to him like how it all happened, I didn't have a fucking. That was the best thing to me to do in the moment. I was fucking driving, and like it just started happening. It's not like I was like at pain at home, and then went to the hospital. I was driving already in the middle of traffic and shit, and just all of a sudden, bam! And I'm like, oh fuck. And then I just tried to play it off like, hey, man, mama didn't raise no bitch. And then it kept happening for 5 more fucking minutes. And I'm like, this isn't getting any better.
Yep.
Slightly feeling like it's worse. This should go away. I think this is just my fucking acid reflex hitting me. But, like, this hurts. Yeah, and it's my chest. Like, I'm already near the hospital, so I might as well just fucking make a U-turn now and just get on the hospital. Or get in the hospital. Throw my mask on, go in the urgent care, and be like, hey, which?
Oh.
The fun part of that story. So, you'd think that when you go to a hospital, the magic words of, hey, I'm having chest pains, means that they're going to stop and see you.
Not today, motherfucker.
This is incorrect. Not today. They lied to you.
Nope.
Chest pains don't mean shit. It must be like screaming fire in a theater. Because they don't really care.
If you don't have like a fucking main artery hanging out in your hand, like, nah.
Yeah, like my, this, you see this I'm holding here? This is my body part. Can you fix this? Then they might actually do something. But no. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Is it on ice? No? Yes? Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah, so I walk in and the first set of doors and I'm like, hey, I'm having chest pains. And they're like, cool. You need to keep your mask on the entire time you're in here. Can you stand right there on the pad there so we can check your temperature real quick? All right, you're good. Where are you headed? I said, urgent care. I have chest pains. They said, it's over there to the left. I said, thanks. So I walk over the urgent care and I stand in line having my chest pains. I'm thinking to myself, if I fall down right now, do you think they'll come see me faster? I'm not sure. Probably not. So I get up to the desk where the lady's at behind the glass. She's like, so why are you here today? Can I see your, you know, card and everything? Like, I'm having chest pains. They're like, oh, okay. When did that start? A few minutes ago. I'm having them right now. Mm-hmm. I'm in pain. Oh, okay. Okay. You hear, and then, like, do you have any cough or any symptoms or anything? You're like, well, and there's a nurse behind the fucking lady back there. That's like, the guest, the COVID, like, check nurse dude. And he's like, he walks over, and I obviously look a little out of it. And I'm speaking like one of my favorite comedians, fucking John something or another. but I can't remember what the fuck his last name is. Belushi. Big guy. She's like, I'm having, yeah, no. Good, but no. Like, having chest pains. It's like, oh, okay, but do you have any symptoms that are COVID? Like, well, at this moment, I'm suppressing a cough, but I believe that's also due to my acid reflex. Like, you have a cough right now? I am suppressing a cough right now. You are correct. Yes, let me finish. It's like, well, you have any other symptoms? Like, well, okay, it's because I think I have acid reflex. I do not have any other COVID symptoms. I can taste just fine. There's no, like, other than the chest pains. I don't have any aches. I haven't had any symptoms. Oh, okay. Yeah, like, I'm just having chest pains. Oh, okay. Like, right now? Yeah, right now I'm having chest pains. Oh, okay. So if you said that if you're having other COVID symptoms, though, we'd have to take you to a specialist or for the COVID, you know, we'd have to, like, basically clear the fucking floor, hazmat, everything, basically. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm just having the chest pains right now. Oh, okay. And then he steps back.
Now that you mention it, I'm having a real hard time tasting so, bullshit in this hospital.
I'm starting to lose taste, and obviously I have lost all sense of fucking lunacy, because obviously I've made horrible choices in choosing this for my fucking hospital of choice. So I'm standing there, still having the chest pains with this woman behind the counter, and she's like, I'm like, what do I owe you? She's like, well, it's a $25 copay to be seen. And I'm like, okay. And I also owe them money from previous times I've been to the hospital and getting my COVID test done. So she's like, it's going to be $115. Do you want to charge that right now? I'm like, just take the fucking money. I'm having chest pains. Oh, okay. Well, they'll come see you at the severity of your thing. When you just take this piece of paper and put it in the slot and then have the seat. They'll see you when, you know, everyone's in line, whatever. Mm-hmm. Thanks. So I sit down. Mom's texting me out there. Call me. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I call her, and I'm like, sup? She's like, the fuck's going on? What's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm having chest pains. Well, where are you? I'm in urgent care, sitting, waiting. She's like, you're fucking waiting? I'm like, I'm waiting. I've been sitting here. They didn't take you right away? No, I was having chest pains, and they're not taking me right away. She's like, what? Do you need me to be there? Like, do you need me to drive or something? Do you need me to be there? I'm like, sure. I don't know if I'm going to need you to drive, but yes, please. Like, okay, I'll be on my way. Like, get off the phone. Black lady calls me over from the thing. She's like, Richard Ballard. And I'm like, yes, that's me. She's like, so you're having chest pains right now. And I can tell she now understands the severity of the situation. Of there's this young person standing in front of her with chest pains. And she's like, okay, honey, so what's your height? I'm like, well, I mean, I fluctuate between 5'11 and 6 foot. I like to say 5'12. She's like, I'm just going to put 6 foot here. There you go, baby. You're good. Stand on this thing right here. All right. Okay, that's your weight. All right, so sit down in the chair. We're going to take your blood pressure. Are you going through the pains right now? Do you have any, you know, allergies to medication? What thing? Blah, blah. And she's like, can you put your feet down so we can take the blood pressure so we can get you in the room so we can try to figure this out? I'm like, okay. Because I'm having the pains right now. She's like, oh, well, let's go. So she gets blood pressure. Blood pressure is perfect. She's like, all right, we'll get you into a fucking room. So, but she's like moving things along. She's like, all right, I'm going to get you an EKG. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like not a minute later or something, she's like, all right, you got to take off your shirt. And here's the thing. And she's like, oh, like you got some hair on your chest. I'm like, yeah, is that a problem? She's like, no, it's fine. I've seen much worse. You've got a good chest for EKG. You're good. It's like, all right. I'm over here. I'm laughing too because I'm like, yeah, I've seen much worse. I'm like, all right, well, I mean, that's good. I'll take that as a compliment today. that's good. She's like, yeah, I've seen some big fat people coming here with all hair everywhere. It's just a nightmare. I'm like, it's okay. She's like, yeah, it's okay. You can say you got a good chest for EKDs. I'm like, yeah, I'll write that on my Tinder. But. And she takes the EKG. She's like, all right, you're good. You're everything looks good right here. I'm going to let the other doc know. Like, you ain't dying from sex anytime soon. You'll be fine. I'm like, okay. You you can let them know on your Tinder you ain't got that from that much. Nice. All right, well, that's good to know.
Might get laid by an elderly nurse.
Yeah, I'm like, well, my chest pains are happening. Apparently, my heart's still, my ticker's still good enough to pump out a few, so we're good. Yeah, yeah, ladies, I'm single. Anyways, so yeah, like the pain slowly starts to subside, just a little bit, and by the time the doc gets there, it's basically gone. But this whole process has probably been about from the time I started feeling the pain till the time it just stopped, I want to say like 45 minutes or so. So I'm sitting there and he's like, okay, so what's going on? I'm like, this. He's like, all right. So EKG was perfect. Everything looks fine. So what you're telling me, it's probably what you said, which is the acid reflex. You know, we're going to give you a GI cocktail and some shit to take home. And I'm like, cool. It's like, so it like, you should be fine, but usually people your age, this doesn't happen. So, you know, but it's still hard. You know, you still have chest pain. So obviously you have to take that very seriously. And I'm like, oh, you know, thank you. But like, I feel bad that I came in for this because it seems something. So he's like, dude, don't even worry about it. It's better that you did come in. There's so many people right now because of COVID that are having crazy ass symptoms that are not coming in. I heard about some blah, 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 going off all this crazy shit people are not coming with. Like, fucking eyeballs are turning like pink and shit. There's people going crazy. Yep. Body parts are falling off, not coming in because of COVID. Like, all right, well.
Flip side of that coin of people he's like, in
no, you don't have to worry about it. Or
the fucking upper lip hurts. And
right. I think I didn't smell my own fart. Oh my god, I've got COVID. Does that
have anything to do with the fact you fucking tried to eat 3 9-volt batteries? Maybe? I don't think so.
I mean, they tasted good, though. Have you ever tried ride that Energizer bunny?
I have no hope for humanity.
No, you don't want to ride the Energizer bunny, Jerry? Come on, ride the Energizer bunny with me.
I don't have any hope for humanity.
Oh, I think we'll be fine.
You literally, as a young person, walked into a place of medical assistance with chest pains, as you so said multiple fucking times. Almost listening.
I literally did the entire time. Everyone hoping anyone would take it seriously, and they're all just like, yeah, it's fine. Until the black lady was like, yeah, no, I got you.
William Shatner, pause acting, perspective.
I've got chest pains. Yeah, I've got chest pains.
You got
I've got chest pains.
Pain a bigger fucking bill, and your insurance apparently sucks, and their billing system apparently sucks, or you just don't pay your bills. I don't know which.
Oh, yeah. It was, no, like the other, it was, they would send a bill after. It was their billing system fucking sucks. Their billing system fucking sucks. But yeah, then the next nurse came in after I was feeling a little bit better, and she's like, okay, we're going to give you a GI cocktail here. It's like lidocaine and some other shit. You should be feeling pretty numb and everything afterwards, but you'll be all right. I'm like, okay. She's like, it's going to taste fucking disgusting, so be prepared for that. It's not going to be like anything else you ever drank. I'm like, lady, I've had some pretty terrible things. And we start talking a little bit. She's like, so, you know, your birthday's like, when's your birthday? It's June. Like, what's your birthday? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, June's like, oh my God, we're Gemini. I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I was like, that's great. We're Gemini.
You mean tell me your parents and my parents were fucking at the same time?
God damn. God. Around the same month or so? Was well, hot shit. Ain't that some fucking hot shit? Was that a full moon? Did you see the pale blue moonlight? Were they also listening to Marvin Gaye on K-Earth 101?
I hate people so much.
I don't know. But, yeah, so she said that shit. I fucking took the shot, and I literally, because at this point, and being in pain, I'm exhausted. And I'm just like, I'm tired. I don't give a fuck. My attitude is Mitch Hedberg right now. I'm just like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking care. I'm about to die or something. I don't fucking care. And I literally, before I took the shot, I'm like, hey, my mama didn't raise no bitch. And I fucking took the shot. And it tasted pretty bad, but I was like, no, that's not the worst thing I ever drank. And I'm like, but everything feels numb. She's like, well, it's lidocaine. I'm like, okay, well, cool. And then she's like, all right, you're free to go. I'm like, wasn't I supposed to get something to go? She's like, oh, right, yeah. Just go to the pharmacy and, I'll double check that real quick, but go to the pharmacy and you'll be fine. All right, cool. And that was that. I picked up my Pepcid from the pharmacy and
nice.
Was on my happy, merry way. And that's what happens when you have chest pains and the stuffs. Which is why I'm eating healthy now.
All the things.
All the things. Trying to eat healthy and be smarter with my decisions.
Is that a kid?
You know, I gotta make good decisions every so often, you know? I really don't know. I did eat a bunch of bacon, so that was probably stupid. Yeah, no. Probably not. But it's all good. We're learning. But yeah, that was my trip to the hospital, y'all. No. Are you barely awake now? Did we do it? To being barely awake?
No, I'm good.
Goddamn queer.
I just one shot of the machine.
Playing tanks.
Yeah. I thought so.
Oh, nice.
The machine.
I wonder if I'm actually going to be able to get that tank.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. If they're going to be able to re-release those. So far, I don't think so, but, you know.
People come back.
It'd be nice. Be nice. Get a chisel or something.
Could happen.
Oh, my God. Oh, why do I look at my phone? Nothing's wrong with my phone, just I'm seeing that there's people messaging in Discords and stuff apparently happened.
Stuff apparently happened.
You know. Yeah. Stuff with gunshots and shit, and I'm just not reading it. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just not looking at it.
Apparently it's not what I'm associated with.
Yeah, it's a different Discord.
Yeah.
Jerry, there's very good reasons for that.
Because
you would explode.
Why?
You would supernova. The average age of the Discord is probably I'm the oldest person in the Discord. Yeah, you know,
does one of them have pink hair and the other one have hobbit feet?
Everyone else you would have.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Hi, Kyle.
Yeah, but the other population of the Discord would not be would not be able to take you at even 2%.
If I got on a tangent, I might just fucking make all the woke warriors blow up at once.
It wouldn't even be a tangent. You would have just said one word, and then everything would just explode. So,
okay.
That's why no. we love you, and we like to sick you onto people, or, you know, let you loose on the internet, and you can yell at Karens or whoever the fuck else is there. This would be bad.
I'm taking up that rage monster of mine out on people on fucking YouTube. So. Yeah,
I watch the message board things, or what?
Like, oh, that was a really good video. And then I get to the fucking comments, and I don't even make the fucking video, and I read the fucking comments, and the retarded shit that I see makes me want to scream. And so I say something, or even if I don't get to a retarded comment, I just say, that was a really good video. That was informative. I think you did a nice job. I'm glad you approached this from an open-minded point of view. And sort of like the biggest one that I've been going down is, again, the whole Marilyn Manson thing. And, you know, fucking I had this one broad hit me back with, clearly you need to look up what the definition of rape is, and yada, yada, yada. And rape is defined by penetration of any hole. No, it's not. Rape can be defined by any form of sexual assault, no penetration necessary, technically. And then she was arguing with me about, what sexual coercion was or wasn't. And I was like, actually, sexual coercion is in fact rape because there's the threat of force or intimidation or blackmail. It's not having someone talked into something and then, you know, later deciding I don't like that. That's still consent. So.
I mean, unless at the point someone decides they don't like it,
you know, fine. He talked him into fucking bondage, BDSM, whatever the fuck, and they decided later in life, not for me. Okay, well, the problem with that I have is that they at one time consented, and now are claiming that it's abuse. I was like, so, and she was arguing that. You know, that's coercion and that's a crime and this, that, and the other. And I was like, no, it's fucking not. It's just the conversation. I was like, if you're in a relationship with someone and you bring up you want to do X in the fucking bedroom, that's not sexual coercion. And I gave an example of, hey, baby, you know, it'd be really hot if you wore some lingerie in the bedroom. No, you know how I feel about that. I'm real self-conscious. I was like, yeah, but come on, it's my birthday and I think you're sexy, yada, yada, yada. That's not sexual coercion. That's just saying something you want to do or try. Right. Yeah, are you?
Jerry, I'm feeling very coerced right now. No, I'm feeling coerced. I don't want to touch anybody named Randy. I'm just feeling coerced. Let's
bring those stockings to Iowa. I'll show you how fucking coerced it can be.
Yeah.
Ew.
Brown, that's nasty. Nasty. Mm. Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah, well, you know.
You sick fuck.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's fair.
I'm
not it's almost been a whole nother hour. I am. I don't know how many episodes this is going to
take. A long time, and 2 weeks later, you'll finally fucking post maybe the last one. Yeah.
I mean, I had fun doing that to you the last time. I love that in between episode of you just whining at me for like an hour. I had to repost that one because obviously.
Yep.
Because obviously. But yeah. I don't know what else to talk about. Are we getting to that time? I don't know what else to talk about. Are we getting to that time of the night where we have to end this thing?
Time of the night to get a leave for you. Too late for you, Pookie?
Yeah, I'm getting sleepy.
Call her a night there, sir.
Well, I mean, I have to use the bathroom more than anything.
That's a good poo right there. I've
been holding on to this for now a few hours. It's going to be a gross one. You're welcome there, audience.
My 60 TP is currently fucking up a 183. I think it's hilarious.
It's a 183. What do you expect from it?
You can't hit dick.
Okay. And then on that strange ass fucking note.
Right on, man.
It's been something. And I believe this is why they hate us. I don't know anymore. Is that how we end this thing? How do we do this? Is that hurt? All right. But yeah, I'll probably talk to you in a minute or two. I have to.
All right, brother. I'll be here.
Poo.
Yeah, man.
Sounds groovy.